council has been very consistent with the administrator, which is that, yes, of course, we would like to do all that we can to help the club get a sustainable future. Our members have always been passionate about our football clubs, but they have to be satisfied something is deliverable and sustainable. What we've done all along is to set out the real and practical issues which have to be addressed before a local authority, a council like Rushmoor, can give a clear statement of support in principle for a scheme like this. And these relate to planning issues, procurement issues, and matters like that, which are really very important. But also, of course, the council has to have regard to the wider views of the community as well before moving ahead with major proposals.
Looking at this particular bid, there's been some detail on various websites. What have you made of the detail that you've seen?
I clearly am very pleased that the administrator is putting such effort into finding a solution. That's very much to her credit, and I really do respect that. But the amount of detail at the moment isn't really sufficient for us to make a real judgment on whether or not this is viable and deliverable and whether or not it will give the club sustainability. But we've set out what we need. We are in ongoing dialogue with the administrator. We intend to continue that, and we will be available at all time to do that, and we'll see where that takes us.
So you're definitely not saying no to this particular bid.
What we have said clearly is that we cannot at this stage recommend to our members that they support the bid in principle, but we haven't rejected anything at this stage, but we have made it clear there are some real obstacles and hurdles that would need to be overcome.
Can you talk about any of those hurdles? I know some of the land potentially being built on is a floodplain, there's residential planning in the bid, there is a mini supermarket involved there. What, if any, of those perhaps will create problems that you need resolved on a serious level?
Well, I think one of the big issues for the council is that, of course, it is being asked to put all of its land in on a long lease, 999 years lease with a peppercorn rent. So, of course, the value for the council would come out of perhaps potentially rent or profit share. So understanding that will be very important. The detailed proposals planned for each part of the site, ranging from housing through to a sports village and so forth, some of those are clearly outside planning policies. And those policies have been adopted following public consultation and inquiry by an inspector than adoption by council. So we do have to work through, is it possible that there could be justification for moving outside those policies? And saving a football club is not in itself a material planning consideration. So we have to go beyond that and look in more detail. That's what we're encouraging them to do.
And the time pressure on this can't be relevant to you. You have to go through the proper channels.
We're not, you know, blind to the time pressures. We do understand that there is pressure on the administrator, and I understand why he needs to work quickly, but it simply wouldn't be possible for a council to sign up to this, frankly, by the 8th of June deadline. But of course, if they get into the next stage, the dialogue can continue.